Here's an unthinkable choice. Stay together as a family in a dangerous and squalid refugee camp on the U.S.-Mexico border, or give your child up in the hope that he or she has a shot at asylum. This is the choice that some migrant parents are making. They're stuck in Mexico because of President Trump's asylum policies, and they are sending their unaccompanied children across a bridge that connects the two countries. NPR's John Burnett has been tracking their journey, and he joins us now from Texas near the Mexico border. Hi, John.
Hey, Ari.
How bad do circumstances have to be for a parent to do this, send their child alone across a bridge into an unknown country?
It's both an act of desperation and of love. You have to understand the conditions in this makeshift refugee camp that sprang up in Matamoros just across the Rio Grande from Brownsville, Texas. 2,000 people are living in Coleman camping tents that were designed for weekends at the lake, not as a winter refuge for a family for many months. When it rains, they leak. When a cold front blows in, they shiver. The camp is filthy. People are sick. The porta-johns are overflowing. There are criminals everywhere. And under an asylum policy called Remain in Mexico, applicants have to wait up to 6 months in these grim conditions before they get a hearing in U.S. Immigration Court. And then nearly all their claims are being rejected.
So why aren't parents crossing the border with their children?
Well, adults and families who apply for asylum together are sent back to Mexico, but the federal rules are different for unaccompanied kids. They can't be returned to Mexico, so the parents take advantage of that.
Here's an unthinkable choice. Stay together as a family in a dangerous and squalid refugee camp on the U.S.-Mexico border, or give your child up in the hope that he or she has a shot at asylum. This is the choice that some migrant parents are making. They're stuck in Mexico because of President Trump's asylum policies, and they are sending their unaccompanied children across a bridge that connects the two countries. NPR's John Burnett has been tracking their journey, and he joins us now from Texas near the Mexico border. Hi, John.
Hey, Ari.
How bad do circumstances have to be for a parent to do this, send their child alone across a bridge into an unknown country?
It's both an act of desperation and of love. You have to understand the conditions in this makeshift refugee camp that sprang up in Matamoros just across the Rio Grande from Brownsville, Texas. 2,000 people are living in Coleman camping tents that were designed for weekends at the lake, not as a winter refuge for a family for many months. When it rains, they leak. When a cold front blows in, they shiver. The camp is filthy. People are sick. The porta-johns are overflowing. There are criminals everywhere. And under an asylum policy called Remain in Mexico, applicants have to wait up to 6 months in these grim conditions before they get a hearing in U.S. Immigration Court. And then nearly all their claims are being rejected.
So why aren't parents crossing the border with their children?
Well, adults and families who apply for asylum together are sent back to Mexico, but the federal rules are different for unaccompanied kids. They can't be returned to Mexico, so the parents take advantage of that.
here's an unthinkable choice. Stay together as a family in a dangerous and squalid refugee camp on the U.S.-Mexico border, or give your child up in the hope that he or she has a shot at asylum. This is the choice that some migrant parents are making. They're stuck in Mexico because of President Trump's asylum policies, and they are sending their unaccompanied children across a bridge that connects the two countries. NPR's John Burnett has been tracking their journey, and he joins us now from Texas near the Mexico border. Hi, John.
Hey, Ari.
How bad do circumstances have to be for a parent to do this, send their child alone across a bridge into an unknown country?
It's both an act of desperation and of love. You have to understand the conditions in this makeshift refugee camp that sprang up in Matamoros just across the Rio Grande from Brownsville, Texas. 2,000 people are living in Coleman camping tents that were designed for weekends at the lake, not as a winter refuge for a family for many months. When it rains, they leak. When a cold front blows in, they shiver. The camp is filthy. People are sick. The porta-johns are overflowing. There are criminals everywhere. And under an asylum policy called Remain in Mexico, applicants have to wait up to 6 months in these grim conditions before they get a hearing in U.S. Immigration Court. And then nearly all their claims are being rejected.
So why aren't parents crossing the border with their children?
Well, adults and families who apply for asylum together are sent back to Mexico, but the federal rules are different for unaccompanied kids. They can't be returned to Mexico, so the parents take advantage of that.